See, when he spoke those words, the uncertainty that Mary and Martha had, I've got two indicators that are on, two that are off. I don't know what to do. I'm panicked. When he said those words, the feeling inside of them must have been like the pilot landing those wheels. I'm safe. Jesus is giving me life. Everything else may be chaotic, but Jesus is on my side. By the way, when Jesus taught this, I am the life and resurrection, that teaching historically changes everything about death. What Jesus is saying is, death is not the end. Death is a beginning. Put it another way, in layman's terms, death is not a sunset where we fade away. Jesus is saying death is a sunrise with great possibilities. I have no doubt Mary and Martha in their life experienced death again. Perhaps a neighbor in the community. Maybe when Lazarus did die. We know that Lazarus isn't living to this day. I'm pretty sure we know that. He died again. He didn't live for all time. But when they experienced death in their life, it must have been transformed. They knew that even though someone died, that life would come for those who are with Jesus. Are you unsettled this morning? One of your indicators not working? Physical, emotional. Jesus comes to share a word of life with you. I am the resurrection and the life. We can land with those words. Early on in my ministry, I had someone come to me and share some wisdom that it was wisdom. It was good advice. He said this, Jeremy, things go really well when you have the right person, the right time, and the right place, he said. Things just take off, he said. He was talking about ministry, but really it was about life in general. And I've come to find that there's a lot of truth behind that statement, right person, right place, right time. But I've actually found that to be a really frustrating thought. Because very rarely in my life have all three come together. Usually it's the right person. It's the right doctor, let's say. But it's not the right time or the right place. Or sometimes it's the right time, but it's not the right person or the right place. Or sometimes it is the right place, but it's not the right person and right time. See, that's what Mary and Martha experienced with Jesus. They had the right person, Jesus. It wasn't the right time. He's 4 days late. And it wasn't the right place. Jesus was in Jerusalem, maybe. We don't know. Jerusalem. He wasn't in Bethany when the death happens. What this teaches us is this. All we need is the right person, Jesus. And everything falls into place. All could go wrong. Wrong time. Wrong place. Wrong emotions, wrong physical, difficulty with physical challenges, whatever it may be. But if Jesus is the pilot, the right person, everything can be turned around. Friends, it may seem like the wheel's not there. You may think, because you see your indicators, that the wheel's not there. The wheel is there. You can land the plane. Jesus said a great promise. I am the resurrection and the life. Amen. Let's pray about that this morning. Lord, we are privileged and honored to come before you today and have you in our presence. And as we come into your presence, we recognize that some of those indicators aren't flipping on for us. Each one of us has something. Emotional wellness, physical wellness, maybe even spiritual. It's not coming on. But Lord, may your promise through Jesus today, I am the resurrection and the life. Calm us, assure us, and may we live changed lives, knowing that he alone can change our fortunes to eternal life, even in death. In his name we pray. Amen.